While many Americans struggle with caring for elderly parents, others are anxious over how to protect their young children from what they see as harmful Hollywood culture. For years, they've relied on a rating system to tell them which movies may not be appropriate. Now, the Motion Picture Association of America, or MPAA, is planning to change that system. NPR's Kim Masters has our report.
The MPAA's former longtime chairman, Jack Valenti, created the rating system in 1968 to fend off the possibility of government regulation. He guarded it like a bear even beyond his retirement in 2004. There have been modifications over the years, like the addition of the PG-13 category in 1984, but the methods have remained much the same. An anonymous group of parents watches the films and rates them. Appeals are heard by theater owners and other industry professionals. There have been many complaints about the system over the years. Some filmmakers say the criteria for ratings is impenetrable and inconsistent. They say the system is too tough on sexual content, but lenient when it comes to violence. Child health advocates say parents don't get enough information to decide whether a movie is suitable for their kids. The MPAA still contends that its system is the best in the world, but now it says it will make some changes. Joan Graves is chairman of the ratings organization. In a couple of months, she says, the MPAA will post new information on its website to elaborate on its methods.
It's safe to say that when we publish our guidelines for each rating, it'll be more explanatory.
Details are still in short supply. The MPAA has said, however, that filmmakers who are appealing a rating will now be allowed to cite precedent from other films. The MPAA's refusal to permit such arguments in the past has been frustrating to filmmakers, as director Wayne Kramer told NPR in a 2004 interview. He had appealed when his film, The Cooler, was slapped with a dreaded NC-17 rating. Kramer had to fight for an R, since many theaters won't play an NC-17 movie. In his case, the ratings board wouldn't budge unless he cut his film.
So I'm not allowed to go in there and say, well, guess what? You gave my movie an NC-17, but Sharon Stone spread her legs in Basic Instinct and gave you the whole view, and they got an R rating.
The MPAA says it won't make changes in its criteria for the R rating, but it will add explanatory language to tell parents that R films may not be suitable for young children. That confuses Kimberly Thompson, a professor at Harvard and director of the Kids Risk Project.
That's a really interesting concept, because what the R rating is supposed to imply is that it's not for kids. So I'm really not sure what to make of that. And if they're trying to add this new admonishment, why aren't they making those movies NC-17?
Kirby Dick made the documentary This Film Is Not Yet Rated, which was highly critical of the MPAA's procedures. Dick says the system is too secretive and biased against independent films, which often deal with sexual content. He says the MPAA designed the system to serve the big studios that make up its membership.
Why doesn't the system work for filmmakers and the public? The answer to that is it's because it's run by them, so that they make sure that it works for the MPAA.
Clearly, the criticisms in Dick's movie have stung the MPAA. Joan Graves says the upcoming changes have been in the works for years. But the imminent release of This Film Is Not Yet Rated on DVD, which will hit stores this week, may explain why the MPAA made an announcement a couple of months before it is ready to provide detailed information about the upcoming changes. Graves says the announcement was not a response to the documentary, but she acknowledges that Dick's film has been an issue.
It was so accepted as being true by much of the press, and I felt that there were so many misrepresentations, but it clearly pointed out to me that we need to do more education.
Harvard's Kimberly Thompson says she's hoping that the MPAA's changes will be meaningful. Now that Jack Valenti has retired and yielded control of the rating system at last, she says, the MPAA's critics will be watching closely when the revisions are revealed. Kim Masters, NPR News.